ಶ್ರೀ ಗಣೇಶಾಯ ನಮಃ, ಶ್ರೀ ಸರಸ್ವತ್ಯೈ ನಮಃ, ಶ್ರೀ ಸದ್ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಸಮಸ್ತ ಜನಕಲ್ಯಾಣೇ ನಿರತಂ ಕರುಣಾಮಯಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಚಿನ್ಮಯಂ ದೇವಂ ಸದ್ಗುರುಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮವಿತ್ವರಂ. ಮನೋಜವಂ ಮಾರುತತುಲ್ಯವೇಗಂ ಜಿತೇಂದ್ರಿಯಂ ಬುದ್ಧಿಮತಾಂ ವರಿಷ್ಠಂ ವಾತಾತ್ಮಜಂ ವಾನರಯೂತಮುಖ್ಯಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮದೂತಂ ಶಿರಸಾ ನಮಾಮಿ. ಸಂತೋಷಿಣೀ ಜಗನ್ಮಾತಾ ಮಮ ಸೌಭಾಗ್ಯವೃದ್ಧಯೇ ನಮಸ್ಕರೋಮಿ ಭಕ್ತ್ಯಾ ತ್ವಾಂ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನ ವರದಾ ಭವ. ಶಂಕರಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಂ ಕೇಶವಂ ಬಾದರಾಯಣಂ ಸೂತ್ರಭಾಷ್ಯಕೃತೌ ವಂದೇ ಭಗವಂತೋ ಪುನಃ ಪುನಃ. ಓಂ ನಮಃ ಪ್ರಣವಾರ್ಥಾಯ ಶುದ್ಧಜ್ಞಾನೈಕಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಿರ್ಮಲಾಯ ಪ್ರಶಾಂತಾಯ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಸಚ್ಚಿದಾನಂದರೂಪಾಯ ವಿಶ್ವೋತ್ಪತ್ತ್ಯಾದಿಹೇತವೇ ತಾಪತ್ರಯ ವಿನಾಶಾಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಯಂ ನಮಃ. ನೀಲಾಂಬುಜಶ್ಯಾಮಳಕೋಮಳಂಗಂ ಸೀತಾಸಮಾರೋಪಿತವಾಮಭಾಗಂ ಪಾಣೌ ಮಹಾಸಾಯಕಚಾರುಚಾಪಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ರಾಮಂ ರಘುವಂಶನಾಥಂ.
ವಿ ಆರ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಸೀ ದ ಸೆವೆಂತ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್. These five evenings. Seventh chapter is coming after sixth chapter. So you should know a little bit about what has gone by. So it's called Prathama Shatkam. So Gita is divided into three groups of six chapters. So Prathama Shatkam, ಮಧ್ಯಮ ಷಟ್ಕಂ, ಚರಮ ಷಟ್ಕಂ. ಸೊ ಪ್ರಥಮ ಷಟ್ಕಂ ತ್ರೀ ಟಾಪಿಕ್ಸ್ ವರ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ಡ್: ಜೀವಸ್ವರೂಪ, ಕರ್ಮಯೋಗ, ಪುರುಷಾರ್ಥ. ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ದಿ ತ್ರೀ ಮೇನ್ ಟಾಪಿಕ್ಸ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ಡ್. ಸೊ ದಿ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ವೆರ್ ಡೆಪಿಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್. Problem of ignorance. Because of that, person suffers that suffering and misunderstanding. All those things were depicted in the form of Arjuna Vishada Yoga. Then solution is Brahma Vidya, knowledge. Because ignorance is the problem, knowledge is the solution. Darkness is the problem, light is a solution. However much you try to remove the darkness with anything, it won't work. Only lighting a lamp will disappear the darkness. So Bhagavan gave initially the highest philosophy to Arjuna because it is also a psychological treatment. Because a man is depressed completely, morose, melancholy, at that time, if you also become morose, melancholy, and you speak to him the same language, he will not appreciate. You will also cry, he will also cry, and both of them sit down and cry, nothing happens. Instead, Bhagavan is lifting his thought to something higher. So then what happens? He starts thinking that there is something more than what I am thinking. He may not understand at that time the depth of the teaching, but at least he start thinking there is something more. There is a different way of looking at the problem. So he start thinking in that direction. And even though Bhagavan gave the highest teaching, but Arjuna was not able to grasp it completely. Therefore, certain preparations were necessary. So Bhagavan touched upon karma yoga in the second chapter itself, then elaborated that in grades, in gradation, third chapter, fourth chapter, and fifth chapter. So Gurudev used to say that the third chapter is elementary, then it is secondary, then higher secondary. That is how it is given. Then finally, one can come to know one's own self through the practice of meditation. So Dhyana Yoga was also given and concluded that topic in the sixth chapter. Now in the seventh chapter, you see a turning point. So that's why whenever there is a turning point, those chapters are considered very important. So seventh chapter, 13th chapter also there is a turning point. So those chapters are very beautiful and very important chapters. So seventh chapter, our Gurudev always used to love it. And towards the end of his life, so he, seventh chapter alone, wherever he went, he took only seventh chapter. That much he liked it. So, seventh chapter is a turning point. Here, the topic will be Ishvara Sarupam. So, Bhagavat Sarupam, then Upasana, then Ishvara Kripa. These are the three main topics in the six chapters. All of them you will see in the seventh chapter also. Because a question will come, a person can meditate only certain time, like morning, maybe 20 minutes, 30 minutes, maybe evening also he can sit down for 20 minutes, 30 minutes. The rest of the time he has to deal with the world. So what should be his attitude? How will he be in meditation? Even though he is dealing with the world, he is interacting with the world, he has got open eye. How can he do open eye meditation? Now, this must be the thought because, see, Bhagavan said, you should think of me all the time. How is it possible? Because we are all busy people. We have work to do and we go to office and husband, wife, both of them are working. Children are in the school. And how we will be able to think of Bhagavan all the time? It is not possible. So, only certain time we can do it. Few minutes. That also we are in a rush, isn't it? So when it comes to puja or worship or japa, and people who are used to sandhya vandanam, the moment they touch the panchapatram, it is Federal Express. So fast. I don't know why, what happened to them. Something got into them. So fast they do it. So that is our the way of our life. We call it as modern life. It is nothing to do with modern life, but these are all excuses, okay? But anyway, I am not getting into that now. So this day-to-day life, how we keep our vision of Lord continuously vibrant in our life is what we are going to see in the seventh chapter. So even if you open your eyes, how can you not miss him? So it is not necessary that meditation has to be only, of course it is important beginning if you have to practice sitting in one place, etc. But even if you get up from your seat, if you are mingling with the world, interacting with the world, interacting with the people, then also you can see the presence of Lord in every activity of yours. And that is what Bhagavan is going to speak about. So far he talked about us, Jiva Swarupa. Now he is going to talk about himself, Ishvara Swarupa. What is his nature? And this topic will be continued. It is not only in the 7th and 9th chapter also, then 10th chapter, 11th chapter, there is a demonstration. So all the whole series, you will see different levels of the development of thought in these 6 chapters. Okay, so now we'll start the text proper. First 3 verses are called appetizers. See, before the food comes, there is an appetizer. Ready to have the real food. The three verses are considered appetizers. So, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Maya Sakta Mana Partha. Yogam Yunjan Madashraya. Asamshayam Samagram Maam. Yathajnyasyasi Tachrunu. Bhagavan is urging Arjuna. So here, this chapter starts with Bhagavan Vacha. Generally, Arjuna asks a question and there is an answer. That is the chapter. But here, Bhagavan is not waiting for Arjuna to ask a question. He himself starts. There are certain chapters Bhagavan himself initiates. This is one of them. So here he says, Yathajnyasyasi Tachrunu. Hey Arjuna, please listen. But Arjuna was listening. It was not that. And see, here at least so many students are there. For Krishna Bhagavan, only one student was there. Not too many people also to get distracted. Only one person was there. So he was listening. But why he say, listen? So this is something like, you know, when you are announcing, your attention please, you know, they say that. So especially in the flight when they announce. procedure, how to put your belt and all that kinds of things. When they announce, they will say, even if you are a frequent traveler, please listen. They will say, because frequent travelers don't listen to this, because they know already how many times they have heard. But they say nowadays, even if you are a frequent traveler, please listen. Because you have something important to tell you. That is why. So Bhagavan, because Srinu, listening and hearing, these are 2 things. Hearing is with one ear you hear, another ear you let out. That's why Bhagavan has given ventilated hearing. But when you are in the world, if you are listening to gossip, etc., you should do that. Listen one ear, let out. But when you are listening to satsang, it should be listening. Where your ears, behind your ears, your mind and intellect should be there. Mana chittulai. Both should be there. Only then he will be able to appreciate the teaching. So here Arjuna, Bhagavan is urging Arjuna, please shrunu, tashrunu. Hey Arjuna, listen. What? Mayi asakta manaha yogam yunjan madashraya. Mayi asakta manaha. So, asakti means, you know, how you get so attached to somebody. So, suppose you like something, you get so attached. That much of attachment you should have for Bhagavan. So that is Mayi Asakta Manaha. So we are, think about what you are attached to. Your child, some people are a dog, pets and all that, they get so attached. Nowadays, human beings, they are not attached. They are attached to pets only. And that becomes so important to them. And it is, they say it is responding. That is the only one has got innocent love for you. Human beings, they don't love. That way, they always expect something in return. Therefore, pet love is the innocent, the, what you call, selfless love. That some interpretations are there like that. Whatever it is, I don't have an experience. I am allergic to cat, so I don't go near that. So, anyway, asakti is the point. So the mind should be completely intent on the Lord, completely absorbed. But see, asakti here means what? Maximum time you should be spending in thinking about Lord. Now, this may be a boring thing for you right now if I tell you. You have to think always God. If I say, are you going to listen to? No. You will nod your head now. Then when you get up, you forget. Why? Because we have not developed love for the Lord. Because you are doing it all the time in your day-to-day life. When you love someone, your mind automatically gets gravitated towards that Lord, isn't it? Toward that person. You love your children, husband, family, or anybody you love. Then what happened? Mind goes automatically there. And when the mind will go, whenever the mind is free. Not when your mind is engaged in activities. Because you are working in the office, that time your mind is there, should be there for the piece of job in hand. But when the mind is free, at that time, where the mind go? That depend upon where your asakti is. Nowadays, what is that? Everybody's mind, whenever they are free, they go to WhatsApp. I was thinking you will say Trump. Every household talk is Trump only. Somehow he has become very famous for the whole world. And more famous in India than here. So that is anybody you ring up, call, dial up and ask, they will ask me, how is your president? They are so worried about it. Anyway, so when the mind is free at that time, what you pick up, that determines your samskara, where your love is. Well, that is very important. So here Bhagavan is telling that mayi asaktamanaha means whenever the mind is free, at that time, pick up the thought of Bhagavan. Yogam yunjan. It's ready to do anything for the sake of Lord. That is very important. Yogam yunjan. And madashraya. And dependent upon only me, Bhagavan. Nothing else. So, what happened? We go to the temple. Bhagavan, you know everything. You are all pervasive. You are omniscient. You are omnipotent. But bless me with some money, prosperity, this promotion. So, your importance is given to what? Promotion, not Bhagavan. So, here, what is that? Madashraya means even for your progress in material world also, depend upon him. Ask him. There's nothing wrong in that. If you want to be prosperous, you want to be successful, you say, Bhagavan, I have surrendered to you. You decide whether I should be successful or not. It is up to you. So that is called madashraya, total surrender. Then asamshayam samagramaham, without any doubt, asamshayam. Samagram, completely. Maam, yathatnyasyasi tachrnu. So, asamshayam samagram maam. Here Bhagavan is going to tell, he's saying, promising that I will tell you everything. I will not keep anything in my mind. So there are sometimes gurus, you know, always keep something with them. They will not tell everything to the shishya, because the shishya become very powerful. So therefore, here Bhagavan is promising that I will tell you everything. Yathat nyasasi tashrunu. So here, how you will know me without any doubt? So asamshayam, free from doubt, how you will come to know me? I shall explain to you. Therefore, you listen. Also, there is another indication here. You don't have to do anything. What is to be done is listen to me. That is all. So the teaching, the knowledge takes place while listening to the teaching. Afterwards, you don't have to do anything. Generally, this is the contention that we have to listen, then afterwards we have to reflect, then afterwards through meditation alone, we will come to know the truth. This is general understanding. But that is not so. The meditation and reflection, all of them are for proper listening. Because listening is an art. Most of us, when we come to the lecture or satsang, what happens is we come with already preconceived notion. We have certain ideas. Oh, he's going to talk about Gita, 7th chapter. Oh, I know. So we come with certain thought in our mind, ideas in our mind. And then what happened? Whatever I say, it is in line with what you are thinking. You accept it. But if I say something contrary to your thinking, you reject it. So what happens? You come with 10 thoughts, 10 ideas, you go back with 10 ideas. You don't grow. So listening is what? With an open mind. Completely free from any preconceived notion. Then what happens? Progress is possible. Then the teacher can work on your mind. Otherwise, very difficult to dismantle what is already there. And then construct. It becomes very tough. So that is why Bhagavan says, while listening, if it is you are ready to listen to with an open mind, while listening, the knowledge take place. Therefore, shrunu. Yathajnyasyasi tashrunu. So, mayi asakta manaha. In there is a Upanishad called Kaivalya Upanishad. There the Ashwalayana approaches his guru, that is Brahmaji, the creator himself, and requests him to teach Brahma Vidya. And the first teaching, Brahmaji gives Shraddha Bhakti Dhyana Yogat Avehi. May you come to know this truth through Shraddha, Bhakti, Dhyana, Yogat. Shraddha there means with Shraddha, faith, you listen to the teaching. With devotion, you reflect upon it. Then only Dhyana becomes fruitful. And in 6th chapter also, in the 12th verse, I think Bhagavan has mentioned the purpose of meditation very clearly. Yogam Atma Vishuddhaye. This is a term Bhagavan uses. So, Dhyana Yoga is for Atma Vishuddhi, purification of Atma. Now, this is to be very interesting because Atma, Paramatma doesn't need any purification. It's already pure. Then Atma Shabda means what? There are three. Body also called Atma. Mind is also called Atma. intellect is also called Atma, and our consciousness is also called Atma. Which one is to be purified? So yogam atma vishuddhaye. So out of these four, which one is to be purified? Body meditation is not the means for purification of body, because if body is dirty, you take a bath, that is all. The different bath are all there, whatever bath you take is fine. Turkish bath, bubble bath, and all kinds of things you can take. It's okay. But whatever it is, body will be clean only through bath. Then mind has got impurities, raga dveshas. That is the impurity of the mind. I like this, I don't like this. So this list of likes, list of dislike increases. That means what? More dirt we collected, impurities. So how to neutralize this raga dvesha? Through karma yoga. That's why Bhagavan has given this karma yoga as the method of purifying our mind. Then what is left is Paramatma consciousness is ever pure. You don't have to purify that. Then what is left is intellect. Now intellect has got three problems. One problem is I don't know. This is the main problem. Suppose I ask you, you know this person sitting next to you. You will say, I don't know. But then you will not keep quiet there. That is a problem. I don't know, but I don't think he's a good person. This is called veiling and projection. So first, ignorance is what? I don't know. That is correct. But it will not stay there. We have to project something immediately. So this is our tendency. This is intellect's problem. When you ask the intellect, do you know Paramatma, Satchidananda Swarupatma? What is the first reaction? I don't know. Now you can remove that ignorance through exposing yourself to teaching. Listen to Vedantic teaching, attend the classes. And systematically, this is a science. Like you have gone and studied in schools and colleges, the same way, Vedanta is also a science of life. Therefore, this is to be studied systematically. Don't start studying the Brahma Sutra and all that first and then come back to Tattva Bodha. No. Start with Tattva Bodha and slowly, one by one, you progressively grow. And in mature in understanding this Vedantic thought. So ignorance, the first problem can be removed by exposing yourself to the teaching. The second problem is the vision of the Shastra and our experience, there is a contradiction. What is the vision of the Shastra? The Shastra scriptures say, you are Satchidananda. You are Ananda. Let us forget about Satchit. You are Ananda. Then what is our experience? Sorrowful, dukkhi. And Ananda also, sir, infinite. You are infinite. But what is our experience? Finite. So there is a contradiction. The vision of the Shastra and our experience, there is a contradiction. This contradiction has to be resolved. Okay. That can be resolved only through mananam, reflection. One part of the mind start asking question, another part of the mind start answering. This is how it is resolved. Then, when that is also resolved, then there is a third problem. This is the most difficult problem, because all students of Vedanta, at one point of time, they get frustrated. They know everything in the Shastra. They are great scholars. They can convince others when they ask questions. They are walking dictionary, you know, like encyclopedia. But they still feel they have no direct experience. It's called Arthabhavaha. That state is very difficult. You know, they want to throw away all the books at one point. Such a frustration comes to them. And that is when you have to meditate. So yogam atma visuddhaye, to remove this, but that I have no experience, I have no direct experience, this can be removed only through practice of meditation. Okay, now Bhagavan Yunjana Yogam Yunjana Madashraya. We should be able to do. Yogam Yunjana here means, simple meaning is that you should be able to do whatever that required, whatever that is necessary for gaining Bhagavan. Performing yoga is Yogam Yunjana, that is a simple meaning. But the indication is, implied meaning is, you should be ready to do whatever that is necessary. And that comes only when you consider this is important, see, priority. Okay. Sasamshayam samagrammam. Madashraya also we explained. Mai asaktamana also partha. Partha. Partha meaning also, you know, I think. Partha is Arjuna. But pa means Paramatma. Artha means wealth. So, for whom Bhagavan alone is the highest wealth, is called Partha. Arjuna is Rijusubhavatvat Arjuna. He's a straightforward person. Therefore, he is Arjuna. So, asamshayam samagramam, and without any doubt whatsoever, you will know me completely, samagram, completely. And yadhatnyasasi tashrunu, listen to, as you listen to, you will be able to know me. Now, what is he going to say? Now, second verse. Jnanam teham savijnanam. Idam vakshyamya seshatah. Yatnyatva neha bhuyonyate. Jnatavyama vashishyate. Jnanam teham savijnanam. Vakshyami asheshataha. Here also Bhagavan says, asheshataha, I'll give you everything without keeping anything with me. So there was a guru. Who was the guru? He was a fencing guru. You must have heard, you know, people sword fight. He taught his Shishya everything, and Shishya was young. And when he learned everything from his guru, what he did, he challenged his guru. Let us have a fight, sword fight. And the guru knows that, guru is older than him. He knows that this younger fellow is faster than me. He will defeat me, definitely. That is what the guru, Shishya also want. So he said, okay, come after 15 days. The appointed day came, and the Shishya came face to face with Guru. Both are standing ready to draw their sword. And Shishya drew his sword and ready. And Guru at that time took out his sword. It is 6 inches more than the shishyas. Longer. If it is a longer sword, what happened? Because distance is there, because you won't be able to touch him. Then when Shishya saw that, Guru, today let us not fight, I will come back after 1 month. And Guru knew what he is going to do. He is also going to extend his length. So Guru extended double this time. Then finally the Shishya said, you never taught me this, this trick. That's what happened to all gurus. Certain things they always keep themselves. But here Bhagavan is telling, no, I will tell you everything. Asheshadaha. Vakshyami asheshadaha. What is that? Jnanam sa vijnanam. Jnanam vijnanam. Jnanam means knowledge. Vijnanam means direct experience. Now, when you look at this world, all this worldly knowledge. Now, scientists have developed so much of, they have done research and they have come to so much of material is available now. That whole gamut of knowledge, if you are able to understand, this is called jnanam. When you look at the world, what is that? It is not that I have not created, you have not created, not a group of people created. There must be a creator. This thinking is called jnanam. But then, who is that Lord? What is his nature? He is omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent. That Lord. See, in all the three words, what is common? Om is present. So all religion, Om is, they have to say Om. Nowadays they say there is a sound in the atmosphere that is Om. They say that. So, whatever knowledge that you can gain about this world, that is called knowledge, jnanam. But who is the one behind it? Who created it? The one who knows that. Is called Vijnani. That's called Vijnanam, Visheshajnanam. But that is not Vijnanam, okay? That only becomes Jnanam. It's only different level of Jnanam, Vijnanam, okay? That only, what you know there is a Lord, He is all pervasive, He is omniscient, omnipotent. This is also only information, knowledge, Jnanam. It cannot be Vijnanam. If that Lord is omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, He is everywhere, He should be with me. That should be Vijnanam, isn't it? Now, that also cannot be Vijnanam. That is only Jnanam. That the Lord is in everywhere, Lord is everywhere, therefore He is in every heart, and this is only Jnanam. What is Vijnanam? That Lord who is all-pervasive, who is in the heart of everyone, He is Myself. Kshatrajnam chapi mam vidhi sarvakshatreshu bharata. I am that one Lord who is present in every living being. This understanding, sarva bhutatma, Sarvatma Bhavaha. It's called Sarvatma Bhava. Sarvatmattam iti spudhikritamidam. That Sarvatmatta Bhava is called real Vijnanam. Okay. So Jnanam, Vijnanam also the different levels are there. See, now think about it. General knowledge about your physical body, that is Jnanam. Now what is Vijnanam? If you know every aspect of your physiology, then what is that? Whatever that is. You have specialization also. Neurology, nephrology, what is that? All kinds of. Then cardiology. Why don't they say simple thing, heart? No, it's cardiology, then nephrology, then neurology, then podiatry, I think. Then pediatry. All kinds of things are there. So different specialization is there, isn't it? So all those specializations become vijnanam, visheshajnanam. But what will be the real ultimate vijnanam? Everything put together, how it works. It is still a wonder. How the temperature is balanced in our body is still a wonder. How everything is well balanced, that itself is a wonder. So that power behind us, which makes us alive. I am speaking to you because I am alive. You are listening to me because you are alive, isn't it? This interaction between you and me is possible only when there is life present in all of us. And knowing that self, that Paramatma, is the vijnanam. That is Paramatma, the savijnanam, wisdom, they say. So Bhagavan here is promising to Arjuna, jnanam, deham, savijnanam, vakshyami, asheshataha. So I shall explain to you both what is jnanam, what is vijnanam. Completely. Yet jnatva neha bhuyonyat jnatavyam avashishyate. That's also a beautiful statement. Having known this, there is nothing in this world you have to know. You ought to know. This discussion is there in Chandogya Upanishad. We saw 6th chapter in the morning, you know, Tattvamasi Bhavakya analysis. There it is, there the discussion. If you know clay, you know whatever that is made of clay, you know it, isn't it? Eka vijnane sarva vijnanam bhavati. Once you know one, you know everything. What is that one? Like if you know gold, whatever gold ornaments that you see, you know what it is. It is made of gold. You know it. The same way, if you know that material with which this whole creation has come, from whom this material has come, that material cause, if you know it, then you know the whole creation. That is what, etnyatva, neha bhuyonyata. Having known this Paramatma, there is nothing more you want to know. Nyadavyam avashishyase, nothing more will remain to be known. You will be, that's why whatever education you have today, you may have, you know, like Radha, Dr. Radhakrishnan had something like 82 doctorates, PhDs. But still he was not happy. He wanted to hit 100, you know, century Neymar. He was feeling regretful. He was not able to hit 100. So even if you have so much of knowledge, still you will not feel contented. Still there is something I want to do. So what? So that's why in Bhagavatam there is also a beautiful story of Vyasa Bhagavan. Vyasa Bhagavan's accomplishment is something that nobody could have thought about it. He collected, edited, and published 4 Vedas. Previously, before him, all Vedas were one. He was the one, because he thought that coming generation will not be able to remember everything. So for our sake, he has divided into 4 Vedas. Then he thought that Not everybody can study Vedas for others' sake. People like us, for our sake, he has written Puranas. 18 Puranas, 18 Upapuranas also. Then he wrote Mahabharata, the greatest epic. Then he wrote Brahma Sutras. And Brahma Sutras are the analysis on the Upanishadic teaching. Mainly 10 Upanishads are analyzed there. All these he has accomplished in his lifetime, okay? And he trained also, he distributed them, trained them to different disciples. Each Veda he has given to one disciple. And all the Puranas also he has given to Lomaharsha. And then Mahabharata. Then still he was 17 Purana he wrote, not 18, okay. But 17 Purana he wrote. Then still he was not feeling happy. He was feeling miserable. And he felt, why I'm feeling like this? I have done so much. Then Narada appeared there. And he is the one who told him, write Bhagavatam. You have done everything all right, but you have not sang the glory of Bhagavan in the form of bhakti. Bhakti as a means for liberation, you have done it, but bhakti as liberation itself, bhakti as mukti, you have not done it. So therefore, right. Bhagavatam, Bhagavan's glory. And then you will feel contented. So naturally, afterwards, that was the last work of Bhagavan Vyasa, Bhagavatam. So, once you have that love, devotion in your mind, kindle that devotion in your mind, and appreciate the presence of Lord. Then, once you know Him as He is, there is nothing more you want to know. Yatnyatva neha bhuyonyate jnatavyam avashishyate. There is nothing more we to know. If that is the case, how come people are not seeking that knowledge? See? Next doubt. Manushyanam sahasreshu.
Manushyanam sahasreshu.
Kaschit yatati siddhaye.
Kaschit yatati siddhaye.
Yatatam api siddhanam. Kaschin mam veti tattvatah. Manushyanam sahasreshu. Among thousands of people, kaschit yatati siddhaye. One may perchance tribe. This path, take up this path. Isn't it? See, our India, how many, what is the population? 1.2 billion or something, right? How many people are taking up Bhagavad Gita as a daily study? Huh? Some people don't even know this Gita. Some of them, they told me honestly, Swamiji, I came to know about Gita only after coming to Balavihar. Because when the child starts learning Bhagavad Gita chanting, they learned, oh, there is something like this. That is the situation. And even after knowing it also, how many will take up it is a serious study? Not only that serious study, but take it up seriously and implement in their day-to-day life. Sometimes people study all right, but will they appreciate the thought contained in that and try to adopt in their life? Bhagavad Gita, Kinchit Adhita, Ganga Jalalava Kanika Apita. You don't have to study the Bhagavad Gita, all 701 verses, memorize. Of course, if you can memorize, it's fine, good. But more importantly is that even if you know one verse, that if you are able to apply in your mind, that is considered important. So, how many are among 1,000, one may try to strive or walk this path. Yatatam abhisiddhanam kachin mam veti tattvataha. Among those people striving, it is not that everybody reach the goal. One may, among million, one may get it. Now these are all the verses discourages you, see. Thousands, among thousands, only one strive. Among those people striving also, one may get it. So, where do we stand? So, you don't know because of you have studied or you have strived in your past life. That is why you are here listening to Gita. Okay. So, consider your punya. You must have done some punya, that is why you are able to listen to Bhagavad Gita. That itself shows you must have done something. Good. So it is something like, you know, I remember a joke now, I'll tell you. What is that? See, this one, what is that? In Punjab, there is a Karva Chauth or something. Karva Chauth. The ladies pray to the Lord, give me this husband for 7 lives. So that is their prayer, it seems. So the Chitragupta, this Yamaraj accountant, you know, this, he had this problem because if these ladies are praying that I want to have the same husband, 7 lives, he has to keep an account, you see. Proper account. So it was difficult for that also according to karma theory. You see, if you are a wife this life, next life you become husband. I mean that is a theory karma. And then he become a wife again. Like that, that's how it is. So to keep a track of this, he felt it's confusing. So he went to our Prime Minister Modi, it seems, to get some advice. So Modiji immediately answered the question. What? You tell them that you will get the same mother-in-law. Then they said, no, no, no. The whole prayer is revoked. No, nobody prays. So, the karma theory itself, if you look at it, is very interesting. Anyway, the other day someone, one wife came and told me that, Swamiji, is it true that if you are married to this person, you married to him for 7 lives? The way she asked, I understood. she was not very happy with it. Then the Guru Kripa, some thought came to me. Amma, how do you know this is not your last one? And she was so happy. So consider that way, this... This is, you are here listening to Gita because of Bhagavan's grace only. Because you hasn't have done something good in your past, that's why you are, as a result of it, you are listening now. So manushyanam sahasreshu, don't discourage, don't become depressed and all that. See, any higher studies also, number reduces, isn't it? Higher mathematics, the number reduces. The same way here also. Yatatamapi siddhanam kachinmam veti tattvataha. See, manushyanam sahasreshu kachit yadati siddhaye. Because of purva janma sukritam or purva janma karma, he is given a chance to pursue the path because of his karma. But if he doesn't put proper effort, self-effort, what happened? He will lose that chance also. So, yatatama visiddhanam kachinmam veti tattvataha means what? Even though those people who are striving, only one gets it means what? This other people's effort is not enough. Lack of proper self-effort. So both are okay. Now these three verses are introduction to the topic. Okay. So Bhagavan promised that he will teach Arjuna what is jnanam, what is vijnanam. And having known this, there is nothing more to be known in this world. So that one knowledge that makes you contented, satisfied, there is no sense of incompleteness. That is the greatness of this knowledge. Therefore, I will teach you completely. And the glory of this knowledge is also, it is a rare vastu. So something that is very rare, everybody likes it, isn't it? Yeah, that also shopkeeper says, this is the last piece available. And immediately you buy, isn't it? Suppose there are 10 of them are there. There is one church in somewhere in Europe. He keeps the shopkeeper, there is a shop there. You know, you go, tourist go there. And he keeps 3 pieces of wood there. That is, it is written that this is the original wood taken from the cross. Jesus was crucified, original wood of that cross. People buy it, because tourists they buy it. Then afterwards he brings from downstairs another thing. It is original, this is very rare, then people are so eager. So Arjuna has, yet this is so rare, that knowledge. Oh, thousand, among thousand only one. And among those people who are striving also, but only one may get it. When you say, the rarity of this knowledge is also indicated. So Shrotaram prayojanena prarojanena abhimukhi kritya aha. Now, because now Bhagavan got the attention of Arjuna, because it is something rare, so he wants to know. So now he says, Bhumi rapo nalo vayuhu. Kammano buddhirevacha. Ahankara iti yamme. Binna prakriti rashtadha. Bhumi apaha. So this is reverse order. Generally we say akasha vayu rakni rapa prithvi. But here bhumi rapo analo vanni. Vayuhu, analo, bhumi, earth, apaha, water, analaha, fire, vayuhu, air, kham, akashaha. Then, manaha, buddhi, ahankaram. So, 5 + 3, 8. Binna, prakriti, ashtada. This is my eightfold prakriti. Now, Bhagavan says the first eight is very important. Now, this is what is in Bhagavatam. It is said Bhagavan married 16,008 wives. Okay. The number eight is this. Eight important wives. What is that? Bhumirapo nalo vanni kammano buddhirevacha. These are the eight wives. Then what about 16,000? The modification of this eight, 16 is nothing. 16,000 is nothing. Our rishis have calculated every day. In our mind, 16,000 different thought passes through. And all are wedded to Bhagavan. Consciousness, isn't it? So this thought parade is considered wedding. Okay. See, Bhagavatam has come from the mind of Vyasa. And it was taught to Shuka Maharshi, who is Brahmajnani. Virakta, and that person is narrating the story of Bhagavan. And when he says he's married 16,008, it is not something that is normal. There must be something more to the story. Okay? There's a philosophical meaning. So this 16,008. So this eight, already we have counted it. So Panchabhutas, mind, intellect, and ego, they are the eight main wives. Then 16,000 different thoughts passes through our mind is another 16,000. That's why Bhagavan, it's not that one Bhagavan wedded to 16,008, okay? It will be very difficult because by the time the last one gets her chance, she must become old. So Bhagavan become 16,008. Each one of them got one Bhagavan. Consciousness is available for every thought completely. Bhagavata descriptions are that he built 16,008 houses and he himself divided into 16,008. Every house he was there, complete, full. And Narada had once a doubt, so he went around everywhere and searched, and he could see Bhagavan was doing different things every house. And every wife had 10 children also. Now think about big mega university. And think about it. This Shuka Maharshi remembers all the names of these people also. Can you think? There was no what you call PowerPoint presentation or nothing was there olden days. Memory. 10 people name it is given to us, difficult to remember, isn't it? Yes. Shuka Maharshi remember all these people's name. Anyway, Bhumirapo nalo vayu kammano buddhirejava binna prakriti ashtata. This is my lower prakriti. Bhagavan is going to say that. Now, next verse. Apareyamitastvanyam prakritim vitthi me param jiva bhutam mahabaho yedam dharyate jagat. Apara நபரா நிகிருஷ்டா அசுத்தா அனர்த்தகரி சம்சார பந்தனாத்மிகா இயம். ஸோ அபரேயம் இயம் அபரஹா அந்யாம் இதஸ்து அந்யாம் பிரகிருதிம் வித்திமே பரா. ஸோ திஸ் பூமிரா போனலோ வாயு, திஸ் எயிட் ஃபோல்ட் பிரகிருதி, பகவான் கன்சிடர் இட் ஆஸ் லோவர் பிரகிருதி. பரா பிரகிருதி, அபரா பிரகிருதி. ஹியர் இட் இஸ் அபரா. பரா மீன்ஸ் லோவர், நாட் பரா, பரா. ஸோ அபரேயம், திஸ் இஸ் மை லோவர் நேச்சர், பட் மை ஹையர் நேச்சர் ஜீவபூதா மகாபாகோ, நோ டு பி அதர் தேன் தேட். அபரேயம் இஸ் அபரேயம் இதஸ்துவன்யாம் பிரகிருதி வித்தி மே பராம், திஸ் இஸ் மை லோவர் நேச்சர் பட் ஐ ஹாவ் எ ஹையர் நேச்சர் which is different from the lower nature. ஜீவபூதாம் மகாபாகோ ஏதம் தாரியதே ஜகத். ஓ மகாபாகோ, மைட்டி ஆம்ட் சோல்ஜர் அர்ஜுனா, திஸ் இஸ் த ஒன் தாரியதே ஜகத். ஸோ லிவிங் பீயிங் பை விச் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் அப்ஹெல்ட். ஜீவபூதா மகாபாகோ ஏதம் தாரியதே ஜெகத். விச் ஒன் இஸ் தட்? பரா பிரகிருதி. ஒன் இஸ் கிராஸ், தட் இஸ் அஷ்டதா பிரகிருதி, கிராஸ் வேர்ல்ட். ஸோ ஹியர் தெர் ஆர் ஸோ மெனி திங்ஸ் ஆர் தேர். இஃப் யூ ஆல் ஸ்டடி தத்துவபோத இட் பி ஈஸி, பிகாஸ் ஃபஸ்ட் இஸ் வாட்? ஃபைவ் எலமெண்ட்ஸ் வர் கிரியேட்டட். ஓகே, ஆகாஷ வாயு அக்னி ஆப பிருத்திவி, ஸ்பேஸ் ஏர் ஃபயர் வாட்டர் எர்த். அண்ட் வென் இட் இஸ் கிரியேட்டட் இட் வாஸ் சட்டில் ஃபார்ம், தட் இஸ் கால் தன்மாத்ரா ஃபார்ம். சின்ஸ் ஆல் தீஸ் ஹவ் கம் ஃப்ரம் மாயா பிரகிருதி, ஸோ மாயா இஸ் த்ரிகுணாத்மிகா மாயா. த்ரீ குணாஸ் ஆர் தேர், சத்வரஜஸ் தமஸ். சின்ஸ் இட் ஹஸ் கம் ஃப்ரம் மாயா, மாயா இஸ் அ மெட்டீரியல் காஸ், ஓகே. சின்ஸ் இட் ஹஸ் கம் ஃப்ரம் மாயா, நேச்சுரலி ஆல் த ஃபைவ் எலமெண்ட்ஸ் ஆல்சோ காட் த்ரீ குணாஸ், சத்வரஜஸ் தமஸ். ஸோ அவுட் ஆஃப் த டோட்டல், சாரி, ஆகாஷாஸ் சாத்விக் அம்ச, அவர் இயர்ஸ் ஹவ் கம், பிகாஸ் சப்தா இஸ் த குணா ஆஃப் ஆகாஷா. தென் ஃப்ரம் வாயு பகவான் வாட் வி காட்? ஸ்கின், டச். ஃப்ரம் ஃபயர் ஃபார்ம் அண்ட் கலர், ஐஸ். ஃப்ரம் வாட்டர் டேஸ்ட், டங். ஃப்ரம் அர்த் நோஸ், ஸ்மெல். ஓகே, ஃபைவ் ஜானேந்திரியாஸ். இட் ஹேஸ் கம் ஃப்ரம் தி சட்லஸ்ட் ஆஸ்பெக்ட் அண்ட் சாத்விக் ஆஸ்பெக்ட் ஆஃப் பஞ்சபூதாஸ். தட் இஸ் வை இஎன்டி இஸ் எ ஸ்பெஷலைசேஷன். அண்ட் எனி பார்ட் இஃப் யூ ஹேவ் டு கெட் surgery or something, it is very sophisticated surgery. Then that, why? Because it is subtler most. Then the rajas is there. So rajasic amsha has gone into the makeup of our karmendriyas, panchakarmendriyas. Now before that, the total sattvic amsha of all panchabhutas have gone into the makeup of our antakarana. Antakarana is what? Manaha, buddhi, ahankaram, chittam. Okay. Then rajasic amsha of this panchabhutas gone into the makeup of our karmendriyas. Vak, pani, payu, upasthadani. 5 upasthani. So 5 organs of action. Total rajasikamsha of all the 5 elements put together is called pancha pranas. Without prana, no activity is possible. That is a kinetic energy. Then tamas is bhakti, na? So the tamasic amsha, what happened? It will go into a grossification process. It get intermingled with other elements. And that is what we see the element today with our eyes. Akasha, Vayu, Agni, Apa, Prithvi. All these are grossified, including our physical body. So this is, Bhagavan says, it is my lower prakriti. And what is that higher prakriti? Jiva bhuta mahabaho etam dharyate jagat. Chatratya lakshanam pranadharana nimitta bhutam he mahabaho. Param prakrishtam jiva bhuta. The life in all of us. What is this life in all of us? Reflected consciousness. Consciousness reflected in the mind is called jiva. You are standing in front of the mirror, your reflection, you are looking at it, and you are admiring it, isn't it? Lord Krishna looked at the mirror and once said, "Ah, how beautiful I am." He can say that. We also admire, isn't it? Same thing happened to Brahman also. He looked at his mirror, admired. That is a problem. Then he became a jiva. Identify with body, mind, intellect, became creature. So that reflected consciousness is the dharyate jagati, the entire creation. So it is holding the entire creation. So that enlivening factor in everyone is the one that is sustaining us, holding us, surviving us. Isn't it? Now, suppose a person is alive. To lift him is easy, isn't it? Suppose he's died. 4 people have to lift him. Same person. Okay, that reminds me a joke. This is the last one today. One husband attended a satsang. He was attending for some time. One day he came back from his satsang. He suddenly lifted his wife. Started walking around the house. And wife was surprised. Even on honeymoon day, you did not lift me. And now what happened suddenly? What did this Swami tell you? I want to see him. And he said, see, this Swamiji said, everybody has to carry their own burden. That's why I'm demonstrating. So what I was trying to say is, if that touch of life is not in us, what is athara? We'll fall down, isn't it? We cannot walk, we cannot sit. All these gymnastics these people are doing, you know, think about it. It looks like they beat all gravitation, isn't it? Theory. Why they are able to do it? Because Bhagavan is there, present. So that is the aparaprakriti. My paraprakriti. But don't think that, Arjuna, you understood. Arjuna, that is very simple. You have a lower prakriti and a higher prakriti. Mix is the law world. Bhagavan said, no. There is one more point. We'll tell you tomorrow, okay? It's not that simple.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.